Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
For the President of the United States, you add a special general session. At least that's what the American Farm Bureau did, as they had a special Sunday evening general session at their 2020 annual meeting in Austin, Texas this week. Last night, the President went to Austin. He had a full house to talk to. And as you might well expect, he led off his comments last night with trade.
We did it. We did it. Remember? They're all saying you'll never get NAFTA changed. We were stuck with one of the worst trade deals in history. We'll never do it. We'll never get a deal done with China. I've told everybody you got to buy a lot of land and you got to get much bigger tractors right now, because we did a great deal with China, great for our country. And hopefully it's great for China, too, because we're going to sell them the greatest product you've ever seen, right? The greatest product you've ever seen.
One of those in the audience, Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell, who says it wasn't really just the trade that farmers were very interested in hearing, but also the comments being made about private property rights and more.
Even though there's a lot of excitement and hope that the trade markets are opening back up some around the world, probably all the emphasis he put on private property rights, and that he trusted farmers to know better what to do with their land than he did government agencies, and he thought that farmers were much better stewards and would make better decisions. And
there are no better stewards of our precious natural resources than the American farmers, who depend on the land for their very livelihood. You love your land. You're going to take care of your land. You don't need some bureaucrat in Washington telling everybody what the hell to do with your land. You love your land. When it comes to the environment, I will always trust a farmer over a Washington bureaucrat or a left-wing extremist.
And he pointed out to Farm Bureau members that he was able to accomplish one of his campaign promises regarding WOTUS.
I terminated one of the most ridiculous regulations of all, the last administration's disastrous Waters of the United States rule. So this rule gave bureaucrats virtually unlimited authority to regulate stock tanks, drainage ditches, and isolated ponds as navigable waterways and navigable water. You believe that? Sometimes you'd have a puddle. A little puddle, and they consider that a lake. As long as I'm president, government will never micromanage America's farmers. You're going to micromanage your own farm, and that's the way it should be.
President Donald Trump at the American Farm Bureau meeting last night in Austin. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st, at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.